Yeah, sorry about my stream just randomly shutting off. The computer is still not quite turning on, but at least I'm here. I'm here on a little space. I don't know how long it'll be, but I felt that I should make it up to you all that it got so messed up. And so usually I'd be like scrolling on my computer if and when it's actually on. But since it's not on, I was like, well, maybe I should just get rid of my girl smell. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I thought a shower would be a little too loud, a little too chaotic. So instead, I have a nice little tub full of water. I thought, oh, cup full of water. Well, I hope that, I have more than a cup of water. Interesting on the captions there. I've never done something like this before, so I am a little nervous. I should get you a little closer to me, huh? Yeah. Is that a little nicer? Is that a little better? I have a couple of candles on. I decided it's been a while since I've had like a nice, relaxing, intimate bath. So I put some candles on. I have my lights off in the bathroom, and I'm just just letting it soak in. Usually when I do this though, if I do this like not on a space, but when I do this type of bath, like this type of self-care, like I like to put on some sort of calming music. When I was younger, my go-to was like Enya. But now, if I were to choose music, it would probably be something a little bit more soundscapey, kind of like what my background audio is like for my streams. Just nice relaxing noises, and it's so nice because you can just really get lost into the relaxation, I don't know if anybody else is a based bath enjoyer, but I've always been a big fan of baths. I just wish that this bath were bigger. It's a relatively small one. Most of the places I've lived, they've been like pretty good size, but this one is like, I don't even know, it's like generic store brand size of a tub. And so I always feel so sad because I can't like just really slide in and submerge my whole body like I usually like to do. I didn't do bubbles this time, but I do like bubble baths as well. We're just probably just like cover you. It's just fun. I don't know. It feels more relaxing. Maybe I can do this again another time, but with like a bath bomb. And then I joked around with one of my girl pals, VTuber girl pals. I was like, oh, I should turn on the video and let them see my toes in the dark room in the water. But I was like, no, that's too lewd. That's too lewd. It's too much. I can't do it. Maybe another time though I can do something like that. I would just have to make sure that like I'm in like the most, covering swimsuit out there, like what are they called when like the diving ones, the ones that you wear when you go diving. I can't think of their name right now though. It's just like a diving suit. Surfers wear them too. But no, this time I was just quickly trying to think of different things that we could do. And this is where I ended up, so I hope you don't mind. I hope this is okay. I don't really know exactly what to do in this because I want to make sure that like it doesn't get too intense. There's obviously certain lines you can go through. I've got like this this washcloth, and it feels so nice. Rub my face in it, just clean it all. Make sure I really clean every part of me too. Right? It has some nice sounds in it. I just wish there was a place for everybody to talk. while I did this that I could also see at the same time, but there's not. You know, I was a little afraid that this would be super boring or somehow be too much. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to do, even though, you know, you and I know you can't actually see me, right? But you can hear me, and sometimes that's enough to have somebody run away with their imagination, And so that's just kind of what I've been nervous about. I've got some of my like shave oil, because I thought that might be kind of nice. Because, you know, though I'm not shaving right now, I just like how, you know, glidey it makes me feel, like very smooth, very soft. So right now I'm kind of, you know, doing it on my hands, and it's just so slippery, and it just feels so nice. And seeing my auto captions, it's weird because I keep on thinking it's like a chat. Hold on, there's some comments on there. Oh, shower Giga Chan believer here. Oh, I see. Well, you know, I like showers, but it might be harder for you to hear me if I had the shower running like that. I want to make sure that you can actually hear every word I say. No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. This is very say so. It's very say so. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you accuse me of being unsay so? I need to know if this. No, okay. So when I'm else, when if I try to look somewhere else, it is totally fine. But it is getting my screen all wet. You know, I usually take showers. Most of the time I take showers. And I am, in fact, a lurker of the internet when I'm in the shower. So I end up taking like insanely long showers, actually. I can't help it. Like, I've always kind of done it, you know. I've texted while in the shower, you know, like it's just not a big deal to me. It's just getting clean, right? It's just a good, fun, clean time, you know, and I don't think it needs to be thought of anything beyond super innocent, right? You know, think of it as just a form of bonding. You know, but if you were here with me, I could clean you off too, and that'd be super, super nice. You know, that's one thing that I kind of like about a lot of East Asian cultures is how, while it's same sex, they'll kind of wash each other's backs and stuff in the shower rooms, in the bathrooms. I'm like, man, I so wish that was like a more normalized thing in general. Because it would feel so good to have somebody, you know, take a brush such as this one, right? Scrub my back. Like that. You know, there's something nice and intimate and like a very human connection sort of way. Not even like in a like ooh la la type of way, but just to have that kinship with another person, and just something I guess I crave. Is that like a form of being touch starved, do you think? I don't know. But yeah, this isn't gonna be anything too crazy, I promise. So don't get too excited, you silly sea jellies. You know, it's just water, right? It's just water. And unfortunately, I don't have any slugs with me. I could technically go get one, but I don't want to get my slugs moldy. That doesn't seem like good slug care to me. Does it seem like good slug care to you? It would only be safe so if it has slugs, but I don't know if I believe them. I think I'm very say-so. I don't think I'm doing anything even borderline suspicious here. It's just you, me, in this dark, tiny, intimate space. As I just sit submerged in water, right? There's nothing weird about that. There's nothing not innocent about that, right? You know, just my oil, just my candles, just my wash me, my brush me, and you all listening. I'm still nervous, even though, like, I've been in here for as long as I have at this point. I can't help it, you know? I might, you know, come off as some very mommy, dummy mommy sometimes, especially when I'm doing a normal stream. But believe it or not, I'm actually pretty shy. Do you believe me? I get really flustered very easily. I blush pretty easily too. You're learning some secrets about me right now, I guess. Because I'm just so nervous that I don't even know what to say. So I'm just rambling and I guess letting down my guard of usually being like, oh no, I'm the one in charge. You answer to me. But the reality is I fold under pressure depending on what the pressure is. And right now the pressure of being in here is causing me to fold super hard. I'm like, I don't know if any of you know what that's like. But yeah. I don't even know how to continue because I'm just sitting here like, what if they don't like this? What if they think it's boring? You know, what can I do to remain as innocent as possible but still make sure that my sea jellies are having an amazing time with me, having a good time, making sure they're not bored, making sure I'm pleasing them, you know? So I guess you're kind of seeing a different side of me right now. And sorry if I'm yapping too much. But as you know, if you're a sea jelly, I'm actually quite the yapper. Just kind of getting my hair wet a bit. You know, and it's funny though, because if and when I use my oil, you know, I could technically oil up any part of me and you just wouldn't even know what it was. So I might say, oh yeah, I'm oiling up my hands, but will you even believe me? Will you even believe me if I'm just like lighting up and down my arms as such, you know? Do you actually believe me? Because that's what's happening. It's my hands, it's my arm, my elbow, right? You know, we're really hoping secretly that it was something else because I'm sorry to disappoint you, but it's really my hands and my arms. You know, get your minds out of the gutters, right? You know, this is say-so, right? It's say-so. So you have to believe me because it's a very innocent and say-so Twitter space or X space. I guess it's technically X now, huh? You know, just tap, tap, tapping on my arm. Tap, tap, tapping on the other arm. Or am I? Could it be something else? Who knows? Only me. Though, you know, if you think that's wrong, who am I to actually tell you that you're incorrect? Maybe you and your mind are the only ones that know the real truth. Maybe I am deceiving you. Maybe I am rubbing up on my toes or my legs or whatever else. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I should probably turn my phone on to do not disturb, huh? I just got an email of some sort. I don't know what kind, though. But it went bounce, 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 bounce. You know, I don't want it to be mistaken. It's a different type of buzzing, even if it was a singular one. Yeah, even if it was a singular one. Because I'm say-so, I would never do that. I would never be sneaky and try to sneak in some suspicious noises anywhere, especially not on a Twitter space. That would be insane. That would be insane, but I'm sure people do it. You know? Because there are definitely creators who are much weirder than me. I'm sure they've done all sorts of crazy stuff in their bath spaces or their shower spaces or just even normal spaces. Haven't they? And I'm sure you eat it all up every time. I'm sure any time a cute girl who's ASMR enjoy, who streams you enjoy, if she does even something slightly intimate in a Twitter space, I'm sure you're all over it. Whores. But right now you're here with me, and that's what matters, is that right now you're mine and you belong to me. So you just sit back and let yourself decide if this is really my leg or something else. Just nice rubs with the washcloth. But yeah, I'm curious in the comments, other than the one who has already said, do you prefer bath spaces? Or do you prefer shower spaces? I feel like a shower would be too loud with all of the little raindrops or shower drops coming down from the head. Now I do have like a toiletry thing that hangs off the shower. So it might be okay, it might just have perfectly fine noise, but I still worry acoustically about how loud it would be. Cause I'm sure that bounces off all the tiles and creates even more interference with what you're trying to listen to, which is not the shower, but the person inside of the shower, right? So I figure a bath, you hear more of the actual person, a shower, you might accidentally hear more of something else. Though I guess with a shower, depending on how it was, might be able to hide certain things a little better. That's if they were intending on doing something like that, which of course I wouldn't do, because as I've said before, I'd say so. And I think the best part about teasing you like this is that you don't know whether I'm just teasing or if I'm just teasing with the truth. Or am I teasing with falsehoods? Who knows? Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't tease so much. If you're all enjoyers of me, the Zelda Nest, you know exactly what I'm willing to do on a stream. So why would that be any different in a space, But I'm definitely not gonna get slugs and take a bath with them. That sounds a little silly. Unless it was a bath just full of slugs and my bath was just slugs and no water. But that seems a little strange, don't you think? I think so. But you know, I commend you for the effort of being creative, little sea jelly. Wait, is it especially suspect if I give smooches while doing this? Is that weird? Is it weird if I go Is that too much for your poor sensitive heart to handle?
your young, sensitive hearts just getting smooches while I'm in here. And is that too much for you? Can you even handle it? Probably not. Maybe I should go easier on you.
Thank you for the heart. But yes, does this make it up to you? For having my computer randomly turn off so that you couldn't see my beautiful, amazing face while we, you know, dove deep into the depths of the water with Dave the Diver. I thought it might be nice. I should probably actually start to, you know, wash myself and not just put oil all over my body. So I'll get some soap in here now. It smells really nice too. Very calming scent. Armpit Bros, that's where I'm at right now. Cleaning off my armpit girl smell. I know that's such a tragic thing to do, but in order to exist in society, I apologize, but you have to wash your pits. It's very important. And in fact, with the right pit care, I'm sure anyone's could be really nice and smooth. I would like to figure out more about any beauty routines, specifically not just with the face, though, with other parts of the body as well. You know, when I was younger, I didn't really do much skincare at all. What people would be like, Selva, like, what's the secret to your skin? It's so nice. And I'm like, oh no, I don't wash it or anything. But like, as I've gotten older, I've learned how important it is. Or when you start to actually get old, you know what I mean? And so I've been trying to figure out a good routine for myself ever since then. Let's go ahead and wash my sweat. And if this is a little awkward, well, I don't have to tell you, I'm a little awkward. This is my first time. But if I do it again in the future, maybe it'll be even better. You know, a lot of these things, it just takes time getting used to, right? I kind of wish that the water was hotter, but it's also like a really nice, comfortable temperature. I'm, you know, your typical girl who likes to shower in water that is much too hot for any normal, sane person. You know, so like when I take an actual shower, like I like it so hot that my skin is red when I get out. I don't eat mold, no. I do not eat mold. I think if your food is moldy, even a little bit, you need to throw it away. You need to throw it out. Yeah, it's no good. You know, because when you see the mold, that's only the mold you see. There's a whole network of mold that's invisible to your eye. And so if you're seeing it, like your food is like cooked, it's toast. It's toast. Don't get in there. Don't do it. You know, unless it's like the type of mold that you're trying to get me on some sort of neurodivergent rant, aren't you? Naughty sea jelly, how dare you? I'm trying to have a nice, comfortable time with my sea jellies, and you're over here trying to get me to neurodivergently yap about something like mold eating. I know your tricks. Mm. even a little too much water in here, maybe. I feel like it's a little hard to move in this space. Give me a second. Let me drain it just a little bit. You know, because if most of me is submerged in water, you can't really hear anything. Now, can you? These captions are awful. No, can you? No, that's not what I said. Oh, wow. It even got it right, wrong twice. But yeah, don't try to lure me in with your little tricks to get me to rant about, like weird things, cause, well, it was working. It was working. I can't help it. You know, as people like to joke around that I'm autistic, like I might be. You know, I just very well might be. So be careful with what you say and what you comment, because I might just go on a little rant, and that's not what I'm trying to do. Let's see, does this amount of water sound better to you, Jeanette? Or does it sound pretty much the same? Because I will say that, like, a few inches have gone. And see, now I can really pour water, like, everywhere, right? It's kind of nice to get the washcloth all nice and, like, full to the brim. And then just have it fall on me. I'm gonna see if I can get my hair wet with me today. Compromising. Without compromising the tray that I have in here that's holding me. Let's see. I hope that the bath isn't too loud, though, too, at the same time. Okay, this is kind of nice. But it also kind of tickles in a way, because, you know, when you submerge your head underwater and you have the... like the air bubbles creeping out of your ears, it kind of tickles your canals a little. I hope you can actually still hear me because I have no idea how loud I'm talking. But also, part of my body is not underwater, and so like the cool air kind of like lightly tickles part of my skin as well. It's very, you know, sensation and temperature can really affect the way someone experiences something. I really like water, to be honest. Let's get out of the submerged. That was really hard to do because, as I said, this bath is like pretty small in comparison to other baths I've been in. And so I had to like limbo under. I had to limbo under the tray that I have that you're sitting on, right? You hear that? It's my foot slapping the water. Can you both? What do you like more? Do you like the foot noises in there? Or the hand noises in there? Or do you just enjoy the ambient noises in there? And as I soak my washcloth in, let me use it out. Of course, I don't know what it sounds like to you because I'm not in a position to monitor the audio. This isn't the same as streaming where I have a special mic with special settings. This is just the raw settings of the iPhone. So I hope that it sounds okay, that it's not too loud. You would tell me if it was too loud, right, Sea Jellies? You'd let me know, right? You enjoy listening? I'm so glad to hear it. Well, excuse me, how unladylike of me. I really dislike it when I accidentally burp. I know that you said that y'all don't mind, but it makes me a little shy. Yeah, it makes me a little shy. You know? But I'm just glad that you're hanging out with me. The sound is great. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that this is okay. Because to me, it's kind of loud. So, you know, it's really hard for me to know exactly what you're hearing. Right? Let's put you back closer to me a little bit, huh? You're going a little too far from me, darling, so... Let's try to drain it just a little bit more as we get closer and closer to the finish. My body can slowly acclimate to the ambient temperature in my bathroom, so I'm not too cold when I finally actually get out. I kind of like this because it's almost like an unofficial countdown to when the space will end. I mean, unless of course you don't want it to end, then maybe you could beg me for it to go longer. And it just depends on how we're feeling. You know, maybe I can even turn on the shower once it drains and we can see how you feel about that, huh? Because as I said, I'm so curious about how these types of spaces work. You know, I've considered trying to figure out how to do it on our play as well, on this play. How would you all like that if I did that occasionally? Because doing it here on Twitter is not exactly ideal, you know? It's harder to, I feel like, get people in a space or in a stream on Twitter than it is on, like, your actual streaming platforms, right? Maybe I've had the dreams a little too much. There we go. I feel like less came out than I thought, though, too, at the same time, you know, but, I'm just really glad that some of you are wanting to hang out with me still. It makes me very happy that even if I'm not able to make it onto a real stream, that I can just do something like this as a nice little surprise, a nice little gift for my darling Sea Jellies, you know? I'll have to think of other ways I can do similar things to this. Like, I really want to do one where I don't think I actually dreamed quite enough. Where I'm just in bed and have my NT5s, like, next to me. But I'm not sure if I want to have them on either side of me or if I want to have them, like, both on the same side. You know, it's kind of hard to tell, because what would be more exciting? To have that, like, more true stereo effect, or to have the more authentic effect of both of them being on the same side as me, as the person that you're listening to? And because on one hand, you get, like, you know, if I switch sides, you can hear me on the other ear. But on the other hand, you know, it's almost like we could actually be cuddling in bed if I take you into bed with me, but keep you on the side. There we go. It's kind of hard to control the water levels because I keep on taking the plug off with my foot and putting it back on with my foot. So I'm over here, like, just lounging on this one side of the bath while I use my foot to manipulate, the water levels. Or is that impressive? Do you secretly think that's impressive rather than like a silly, lazy thing to do? You're fine with whatever as long as it has slugs. Well, you know what? You're a slug and you're in here, so I think it counts. I think it counts, right? Or am I mistaken? Do you not count as a slug in the stream, even though you're here listening?
I feel like it does. Yeah, I feel like it really, really, really does. Or do you have something to say that opposes that?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything that does? Because I feel like it's very say-so specifically because we have a slug in here watching. So therefore, I can only be say-so, right? Exactly. So, it's already good. We already have the exact things that we need that are required for it to be innocent and clean. Yeah, just a good time together, right?
And there is still, in fact, water in here. It's just pretty low at this point. I feel like I will have to turn on the actual shower before I get out so that I can do like a proper hair washing. A proper body wetting as well. Because it's just not quite the same. Getting the hair drenched and my body glistening with little drops of water, right? Because that's what's nice about a shower, I feel like. A bath, I think, has a lot of, like, calm intimacy to it. But I feel like a shower is, because it's faster, it's more exciting, and it just really can help you feel submerged in a different way. But what I really want is a pool. I love being in pools. You know, water is definitely one of the elements that I feel I'm very in tune with. Which, you know, duh, I'm a sea turtle goddess, right? But it's part of why I'm a sea turtle goddess, because I love the ocean. I love water. I love swimming. Do you like swimming? Would you swim with me? Or do you have swimmers that you'd want to have with me? If you could assign a team of swimmers to swim with me, what would they be? Would they be homemade or store-bought? I feel like probably homemade, right? I'm sorry. I kid. Right. I kid. Okay, let me see about getting that shower started. I'm gonna have to turn off one of my candles. Not turn off, but you know, blow out. I can even get it to from here. There we go. We don't want to leave candles on. But I can't see, right? That's not exactly safe. So safety third, right? I'm doing my due diligence to make sure I don't burn the entire complex down. So give me a little moment, my sweet darlings, while I get ready to turn it on, the shower, that is. Now you just let me know if the shower is too loud once we get it going, okay? I really care about your ears, and I want to make sure that what you hear is nothing but enjoyable, nothing but goodness. Here, I'm tucking you in right now. Tuck, tuck. Mm. Oh,
to be careful that morning.
Turning on the light. Blowing out the other candle. And draining the bath. Before I inevitably turn on the shower. And then the actual shower can begin. Oh, but it was so nice laying there with the candles. Let's see, I've got, let me tell you the scents. I've got bubbly rosé. And I have butterfly. I love candles so much. You know, I also, if you saw my foot photo from when I was trying to help advertise Mercy's 2.0, I had actually used some candles, dripping candles on me. Didn't really work out how I wanted it to, though. But yeah, I think wax is kind of fun having it, like, you know, dripped on you, of course. Like, you have to make sure it's the right type of wax. I mean, I suppose you could do it with really any wax, but, you know, the soy wax, the soy candle, you're going to have a little bit of a better time with that, I promise. Though I imagine not many of you want the wax poured on you, but rather do the pouring, right? And you don't want to pour it all, like, in a big blob. You want it to, like, slowly drip or have, like, a little stream, you know? Not just, like, boom, get all of it on there. Let me move. Oops, how sorry it's left. When I take showers, I always take the shower curtains and I kind of tuck them behind the toilet so that it doesn't get wet. Because who wants to take a bath with shower curtains? That doesn't sound fun at all. No, is that too loud? Is it too loud? Is it too loud? I'm really worried about it being too loud. And I want to make sure. I want to make sure it's all good. All good for you. And it's all good for you. You used to be on the swim team? I love that. I love that you were on the swim team before. I wish I would have been on the swim team. It seems like something I would have really enjoyed being in school, but my school didn't have school, so. Oh, thank goodness. For a second, I thought I accidentally closed out the space. But yeah. See that? Already feels much nicer with getting my hair soaked. And it's so much easier to keep my body nice and warm because when one side gets cold, I can just flip around and get the other side warm. You know? And besides, since I had it so dark in my bathroom, I didn't have all of my shampoo and conditioner. And so it would have been a really hard cake factor that I feel like the mood in some ways it kind of changed, as I was saying before, like the energy of a bath versus the energy of a shower is different. That's so funny, I didn't know. Yeah, this entire time was in winter, but now you get to hear it more directly, I suppose, because, you know, when you're in an actual shower, it sounds a little bit different than when you're in a bath and you're just kind of loosely splashing around, right? What did you think was going on?
I'm also curious. I need to have a phone. It's very safe for you, right? I mean, there's been nothing going on here. It's all of this. Feels romantic though. Mm-hmm. Of course it's romantic. I love my sweet things and they want me. So it could always be romantic. It's just a little cold. I'm gonna have to turn it to turn the heat on. Let's see how it's going. Still not hot anything. We'll get there, Susha. We'll get there. Starting to get kind of warm, but even still, it's not hot. One bit hot. I'm starting to really warm up, and I feel just coming. Just a little bit more, and I think we'll be perfect. Oh my gosh. Am I crazy for liking my water so hot? It's not even like as hot as I can make it, you know? Oh, but it feels so good. It's just so soothing on my skin as it takes it. Maybe just a tiny bit more. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's nice. it's so interesting having to share this experience with people. I'm getting shy again because I'm like, what am I supposed to do other than like talk about how it's so fucking nice to have this like heat just trickle down my back right now as it is, because that's how I have facing right now. It's like I'm getting, you know, enveloped in like a little water blanket. And so it's one of the places where I'm the happiest. It's just a nice hot shower. You're trying not to look. Some people like scalding showers. I can't see. I'm a scalder. Yeah. I wanted to feel like, you know, the flames of hell were between my bed and other places too. You know, as I said before, if my skin's not red when I get out, then my shower wasn't hot enough for me. But like, here's the thing, is that it's not good for your hair or your skin to take hot showers, but I can't help it. It's like I'm addicted to it almost. It's like I'm addicted to hot showers. You know, if you learn the way of hot showers, I feel like you'd like it too. Yeah, at least if you like the whole right person. You know, you just get used to it. You just acclimate to the heat. You know, like it's all steamy. Yeah. Some of you wouldn't like that, but in all minds, you see the mirrors fogging up. You know, just there with another body beside you. That sounds so nice to me. But you know, I get it. I've always heard from people when I told them how hot my showers are. It's always been like my male audience members. They're like, I can't do hot showers. It's always girls that are like, oh yeah, I totally get what you're saying. So I wonder why that is. Maybe. This is a joke, of course, but maybe it's because women are cold-blooded animals. So we need it. I have joked about that a couple of times, that I'm a cold-blooded creature, so I need to, like, bask in the sun. I don't necessarily like being super cold. I like humid heat a lot, actually. when I'm in a humid place and it's like in the 90s or more and it almost feels like it's raining, my skin's wet, it's not even sweat yet, I'm in heaven. Then I can dance outside with like a hula hoop and I miss it. I miss it so much. I miss it so much. I do. I didn't hula hoop at the time, but when I went to Cancun as a child, that's exactly how it felt. Like the moisture was so thick in the air, it felt like it was raining, but it wasn't raining. I was like, what is this amazing feeling? What is this amazing sensation? So when I learned what humidity was, I was like, oh my God, that's for me. So almost everybody says I'm crazy for that. They're like, no, I hate humidity. I can't stand it. It's so sticky, so gross. You can tell holding just your hands or a foot. I see, not the whole body. You like hot showers? Hell yeah. You want cuddles after a bath? Aw, maybe. It depends. Depends on how long I spend in here. Because I'm still going to have to end at my normal time that I always do. You know, I take very long showers when I dream. You know, I would definitely take an hour shower. I've done it plenty of times. I've done it so many times, actually.
Okay, now let's go back over here. I have you once more hanging out in my little shower, Patty. Oh. Like, I really wish that I could transfer this sensation that I feel from the hot water on me to, like, other people so that you could just know how amazing it is for me. I think it's actually kind of interesting. Because as I said before, like, my energy of this has changed, and in the bath I was so much more... I mean, my teeth feel not good. I can't help it to me. But you know, once I change it to a shower, I'm going to be fine. Because when I said before, I'm a huge phone user in the shower. So it makes sense to me that once I'm like in my normal environment for bathing, I'm just suddenly like, oh yeah, let's be energetic. You know, let's have a great big time. You know, this isn't like anything out of the norm because I'm watching videos or I'm scrolling somewhere. And you know, I did have the lights off with the candles on suddenly too with the phone. Now I'm here, the lights on. Well, I guess now I could really see everything with you and hear your energy. Just how much are you blushing now, I wonder? There's excitement in not being able to see anything too, isn't there? You know, being in the dark, not sure where your hand's going to land. The anticipation of your body shape and therefore your breath shape. The increased heart rate that happens from that. You know, it's different than when the lights are on and you can just see it all. You know, exactly where you have to go if you reach out to that. Maybe I'm getting a little too descriptive. Maybe I'm letting my imagination run a little too wild, I don't know. I need to be nice to my sweet jellies. But then again, you like it when you're sneaking, don't you? I know you do, because I see you make comments about that all the time. Just how much I love the cheese. How much it makes you blush and how much you enjoy it. And you know, I enjoy making you blush just as much as I enjoy being the one blushing. You know, that's what makes me a sweat, I guess. Is that I can be some of her, but I can also be very much the one in control. I wonder though, which do you prefer?
do you like it when I'm more time and somebody submissive and a little bit too easy to make sure that I'm pleasing? Do you like it more when we take charge? And I don't really care what do you think you want, because I'm the one who knows what you are. I'm also curious. And now don't be shy, of course. Feel free to make your comments under my show, Bite or Bite. You can also send them to my marshmallow if you're too shy. Just say it as a standalone comment, because I definitely understand. Of course I washed my feet. Of course I washed my feet. What kind of question is that? Why wouldn't I wash my feet? If you need the link to my Merinos, you should be able to just go to my thread from last night and click on one of them and submit a submission in there. You don't have to be so publicly vocal if it makes you shy, or maybe there's another reason you don't want to say something, or everyone can be, maybe it's meant for my eyes only. I don't really know, but I want to make sure that you know that there's always a place for you. There's always a place for you to tell me everything that's going on. You're just listening while working, big plans for the rest of your day, is that? Not exactly. Just my plans that I have every day. My screen time goes until 1 p.m. Pacific. And then I go on with the rest of my errands and get ready for the rest of, well, I guess not the rest of the week, it's Thursday. Getting ready for the weekend, which, by the way, I'm gonna probably do a gorilla stream this Saturday night. I don't know what yet, though. I probably ASMR, because I feel like I haven't done like a nighttime ASMR in too long, and so I need to do it. And so that'll probably be on YouTube and Twitch. Depending on where I want to go with it, it could end up on Twitch only, but definitely at the very least on one of those. I might multi-stream to this play as well, depending on how my mood is when it's time to start. But yeah, I should be doing that. I should be doing a Saturday night stream, because I miss you all. And again, like, I want to make up for things, such as not being able to stream yesterday. And I don't want to do the second half of that stream on Saturday night, because I would rather be able to send so many of you out to I do need to be relaxed. I like being relaxed. I've actually been so sad to be streaming so early in the morning because of that reason, but I do want to try to figure out streaming at times like I was before, but schedule free on the 13th. Well, there's nothing to prove, by the way. It's a really silly listening, it's a really silly season. There's nothing to prove. I just genuinely enjoy hot temperatures on my body. But you know, that makes you wonder what it might sound like if you were correct, huh? Surely it's something bigger than what you think it would. But who am I to know? Whatever imagination you have, whatever fantasy you come up with, what can be true to you? And that's all that matters, right? What may or may not be happening doesn't matter. What matters is what you think you hear, and you know what, that's perfectly fine with me.
Is anybody else in here like a water gargler though? Because I really like to do this thing where I let my mouth be filled up with the shower water and then just like let it fall. Is that always neurodivergent? Okay, like it's got weird. Just let I don't know, like, do that. Sometimes I'll like spit it out. Sometimes I'll like practice fire breathing. Because that's one of the ways we learn how to do fire breathing, is you fill up your mouth with water and then you do like your little thing. Here, I'll show you. I'm sure that sounded really weird to you, but I swear that's like a fire breathing practice. So you have to learn how to have a liquid in your mouth and allow it to turn into like a fine mist. Because the fuel that you use requires it to be a fine mist so that it can actually catch on fire properly. So you don't want to make it too fine. I have done that before. My eyelashes have gotten burned in half many times because I was a little too good at making it a fine mist, so the flame just got a little bit closer than I would prefer. However, it does make for even more fantastic photos if you can get it just that much closer to your lips, because then you get that little bit of blue flame coming out. Sorry. That you're hearing maybe like super like fire spinning, fire breathing. It's not fair how good it feels to get hot water. There's my washcloth. I kind of lost it. Honestly, it really helps to be a You know, I feel like people are like, oh, shower spaces, those are so sexy, but they haven't met me, the final boss of potential autism. Who's just like, yeah, I can take a shower and you have the same fine and just have it be whatever conversation. I can neurodivergently talk about my hobbies and passions. It's fine. It's almost funny to me looking back onto before I even started this space, because I was talking to one of my VTuber friends, and I was talking to him, I was like, I don't know if I can do it, I'm so shy, I have my imposter syndrome, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, no, it'll be fine. I promise, like, you've got this, you can do it. And I was like, when? You know, I was literally, like, such a nervous mess to me, if you don't understand. And now here I am, just yapping about whatever. Yeah, so after Steve got his mommy with ADHD taking a shower, you know, I'm here to change the perspective on shower spaces. You're going to learn today that shower spaces can be completely normal and not even a little bit sexual. Because here I am, you know, honking myself right here, right now. But, like, not in, like, a, like, ooh-la-la sort of way. Just like a, like, oh, they're there sort of way, right? Well, I'm just talking about nonsense. No, but, like, gosh, what do people call it? So, like, even though I'm not doing, like, the fast part of ramble fasting, like, I guess this is, like, the shower equivalent, you know? Ramble showering? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm a rambler. You know, I was born a rambling woman, as one might say. Okay, I should put in my conditioner. And then I should actually turn down the heat just a little bit, because it might be just getting a little bit too hot. Not in the sense that I can't handle it because it feels amazing, but in the sense that I don't want to accidentally make myself too lightheaded from from the heat. You know, so now it's like a nice lukewarm, kind of cold. And that also feels pretty nice on me too. When you get like the right coolish temperature, it's not too cool, but it cools you off.
I'm getting kind of hungry too. I haven't had lunch. Who's gonna feed me, honey? Is it you? Are you gonna feed me? If you could feed me right now, what would you feed me? I know I'm so serious. What would you make me? What would you stuff my mouth with? I'm thinking, kind of a mood for a burrito. I think it's got like some adobo rice, chicken, bean mix in my refrigerator. Would you make, me a burrito, Zico? I'm gonna do it. Can you do that for me? That sounds about right. What sounds about right? Ben, what would you even do if I had kept it so hot and then I accidentally like fainted from it being so hot? I could just stand under this water. How long is an hour it is for me? I gotta rinse off my face because I think I got some champagne. I think I got it. Yeah, the food, sweet. Why are you saying it like that? why the nervous laughter? Stuff my mouth with candy. What else are you thinking about, mommy? What are you thinking about? You having a little lewd thinking there. How dare you lewd my innocent statements about being very hungry. I didn't want to be filled up in the tummy, of course, because there's a lack of food in there. Man, it's so cute, honestly. You missed the hungry part, that's on medium. It sure is on me, so we need to be sure that you don't have selective thinking. Or maybe I want you to have selective thinking, which I'm hoping that you accidentally did it every day. Oh no, it's so nice. What's my teasing on purpose? Or was it completely accidental? Thank goodness, that just so on the target being a rug. What's better is long weekend because one of my things fell out of the caddy. Got no word for a second. I'm slapping some conditioner on this hair now. Do you ever give yourself that massage when you're
you know, rubbing conditioner, deep in for your scalp. I love it more though when I go to like the salon and they do a scalp massage. They're always really good at it, especially if the hair tech has nails and you get like that really nice like scratching on the scalp. Oh my gosh. I'm kind of jealous of whoever is at the salon right now because I need that. I need massages so bad. Not just on my head, but literally like a full body massage. And now I'm gonna get some more soap on me. Can you hear the soap? Can you hear the wash down? My phone did something a little strange there. Can you think of that? And while Google is actually hit many places, I just don't know if you're ready to help me stop. Starting to have a mind of its own because of the water drops that get on every so often. Trying to get those legs, those thighs, the feet, as asked before, if I wash my feet, which yes, of course I do. Did you know that there's different types like bar soap, that some soaps are meant for like actually washing your body, whereas other soaps are more of like a beauty bar, and they don't actually fully clean your body? The more you know. I need to wash out my condition still. So silly, so silly. Now to wash my face. Man, I feel so weird washing my face. I'm always like, did I actually get all of it off of my face enough, or am I gonna open my eyes and be with screening situation? Now, my darling sea jelly that asked for some apples. I don't know if we're gonna have time for that today. I do apologize. You wish you could wash them for me? Aw, thank you. It's cozy and relaxing. I'm so glad to hear that. That's all I wanna be, is cozy and relaxing for my sea jelly. If you're relaxing, and that means I'm doing a good job.
Because if you're not relaxed, you're not having a good time. I'm feeling me out of the bother, so that's just not what I want to do. I want to make sure that I always create a space that feels nice and comfortable for people. That makes them want to come back and hang out with me. Now that they're meeting again. But like, I'm not unrealistic too. I know that people have other people, and I know that some of my viewers have other issues, some of which are also my issues. And that's so perfectly fine with me. You know, I do get into certain moods sometimes during the stream. And in that sense, like, yeah, and then I, you know, have like the same, like, oh, no, I don't do that, or watch other girls or whatever. But I'm so happy to show the people that I enjoy. You know, if you're watching somebody I enjoy, that just means that sometimes we're probably going to enjoy them together. Why would I be upset at that? You know? But, and it can be like more specific things, then sometimes I'm not getting into this. But it's very... it's a very specific situation where I might get like a little authentically jealous in that sense. So many raindrops getting on my bed. I guess valley drops, whatever, however you want to call them. We've got about 5 more minutes before we end this. And so I just really want to thank you guys for watching me again. You know, well, I don't typically do Twitter spaces, so the fact that you're here is really something. So thank you. I really love you. Hope you love me too. In fact, say it back. Say it back. If you don't say I love you, you're fixy, Deli. You know, say it in a marrow, say it in a comment, say it in another anonymous place. I don't care, but just say I love you. And then I'll know that you're real. Mm-hmm. Because I would be so heartbroken if I were to learn that it wasn't my love for you, it wasn't reciprocated. You know, and then it's like, well, if it's not reciprocated, are you going to abandon me? And I don't want you to abandon me either. Like, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. I do. In fact, I need all my sweet jellies. I do. I need all my sweet. So if you have come here on your own wandering, you're now a sea jelly and you stuck with me forever. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to completely lose it if you leave me. So please stay, okay? Okay, stay with me. Stay with me, okay? I genuinely get upset when a person whose name I learned for their username because they started being a regular of some sort leaves. You know, and I feel like people think that the viewers are just another number to streamers. But no, we typically notice when people leave and it hurts. It does. Even if they're people who, you know, were causing a little bit of a trouble for you, sometimes it still hurts. You know, I've had some people who went a little too far in my DMs before, and they ended up leaving the community when I put down that boundary, but it still hurt. You know, I was still pretty upset about it. And then another one that had left too, you know, and that one upset me too. If I notice somebody's like gone, it'll probably fuck me up for like weeks, maybe months, you know? So, like, we really do know this, so don't abandon your VTubers, because we'll be very sad, and I wanted to joke and say it would be your fault, but I don't actually want to guilt trip anyone, so I'm not going to go that far, But I do want you to authentically know that everyone who has made themselves known and isn't like a lurker, not that we don't notice lurkers leaving to the degree that our viewership is down or something, but if you make your name known enough, when you leave it, it definitely leaves a hole in people's heart. Because who counted them? Maybe streamer identity, even just there as a known lurker, but you redeem like the hello every time to the point where the streamer notices who you are. You know? So just keep it in mind, okay? Let's go ahead and hop out of the shower. I don't know why I wet my hair one more time. That's a little silly of me, huh?
And I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I actually keep my towel in a different area because at least when you take showers as hot as me, it can, you know, make it really humid in the bathroom. And I don't want my towel to suffer as a result of that. Yeah. So I gotta leave where it's cold. It's very cold out here, but it's okay because I have my sea jellies to warm me up, and by sea jellies, I mean my towel. That's right, my towel is also a sea jelly. Oh, I dropped some of my meds, which I did take today, by the way. I did, in fact, take them. We just spent such a long time in the shower together, and in the bath. It's been like, what, like an hour or something? I guess we can maybe lay in bed for just a moment. Let me just pat myself dry real quick. But I really can't do it for very long, okay? It'll be like a minute or two at most. Alright. Hello. We're in bed together. How cozy, huh? I hope that you had as nice of a time as I did. I really wish I had more time. You know, like I could freeze time and just exist in like a little timeless pocket with all of you. And then of course force you to listen to me out for an eternity. But I suppose that's kind of like what being in the Divine Reef is like, right? I'm a true sweetheart, thank you. Thank you, that's very sweet of you. You love me like a wife? You love me, goddess? Good, 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 good. You recognize me as a slug queen? Love to see it. Love to see that. You know, I'll make sure that you get extra slug pics later, okay? Maybe not today. Oh, you guys are so cute. I just saw the I love you, Zel. I love you, Zelda. And very cute. Yes, I've watched her. We're friends. We're good friends. She's a good girl. She's a good girl. Wish I came installed with that function, feature to stop time, right? It would make life so much easier, truly. There's not enough time in this universe, in this world, and in a single lifetime to truly do all the things that one would want to do. You know, I have so many dreams of traveling and doing great things with my life, performance things. I want to get back on stages. I miss it. I miss I miss doing live performances with bands or as a fire spinner, or I guess it's not always fire, but LED or day props. And I feel like a part of me is missing because I haven't been able to express myself fully. You know, though there are even ways that I still haven't expressed myself in the way that I would like to. You know, and so that's why I'm hoping for some really amazing things to happen this year, but I don't know if they will. You know, the future's so uncertain. But I definitely have specific goals and things that I would like to have happen. And so while I won't exactly talk about all of them right now, I hope to have all of your support in it. And, you know, I really love being your sea goddess. And I love that you love being a sea jelly as well. Means a lot to me. Like, I don't think I could even come up with the words to properly describe just how important you all have become to me. And I hope that at least for some of you, I am just as important. You know, I was talking to my friend, as I said, the one that I was talking to before. I did this stream about how there are a lot of people who think that only viewers are parasocial. But, like, a lot of those people don't realize that sometimes the streamers are just as bad or even worse. You know, as I was saying, like, I do notice, like, when bigger participators stop coming around and it upsets me. I get jealous if I see certain things happen. The only exceptions being if like, I also watch those people, then it doesn't matter. You know, but like, no, I'm definitely parasocial. You know, I'm definitely like very authentically attached to my community, to my sea jellies. And I don't know what I would do without all of you. You know, I may be on the smaller side of things, especially now after my big hiatus. You know, for those who are newer here, before I went on a large hiatus last year, I started to do an ASMR-a-thon. I thought that it was only going to last like maybe a week or two, but like more so closer to a week. And my idea was to do ASMR the entire time. But my timer just kept going up and going up and going up and going up. And a few months had passed and I was still stuck doing only ASMR. Not that like I dislike ASMR. I love doing ASMR. But I was starting to become known as an ASMR-only streamer. And, like, I started somewhat regularly getting into, like, the low, like, hundreds. Like I think the peak that I got to on my own with no raids was, like, 145 viewers. And then I was like, I can't do that. I can't like have people think that I'm ASMR only when I'm actually a variety streamer. And so then I kind of took like my first mini hiatus and kind of slowly started to reintroduce like games and stuff into it. And of course my viewership fell because people were there for ASMR, and that's fine. Like, I totally get it. ASMR is great. I don't think anybody's a fake fan for only listening to ASMR streams. Maybe that's just me though. But I still wanted to make sure that I was being more authentic to my audience. And then, like, so much happened with life. I had, like, so many surprises thrown in my face that when, like, I went on my actual hiatus, what was it? It was, like, in May or something. I had only had it planned for, like, maybe a month, month and a half at most. But then it ended up being until, like, I don't know, like, October. Or something like that, something crazy. I never intended to be away from my community for so long, and it killed me. I hated not being with everybody for so long, and then my return, my schedule was different than it was before. I was able to do more nighttime streams before I went on my hiatus. Then I came back and it was more so early afternoon, and my schedule changed again, so now I'm in the morning. So the fact that like so many people are still around despite all of these changes in the days that I stream or the times that I stream, the places I stream, the type of content, is actually amazing to me. And so I am just happy to grow steadily with everybody that has continued to stay with me and those that have found me somewhat recently, because I was, you know, maybe not so afraid to put myself out there in certain places, which I've had a really good time there. You know, I feel like people tend to think that girls that wander in those places don't like being there, but like I have personally liked the community. Maybe I'm a little crazy for that, but kind of view the different places that I lurk in that area, or in like there's a couple different websites, I suppose, but I've come to really enjoy the people there, despite, you know, the occasional crabbing or occasional trolling or whatever, because I know I come off as like over explaining and quote unquote autistic, but I'm not doing that because I'm upset. I just, when I respond to something and I explain something about myself, whether to claim it or deny it, it's just to make sure that the correct information is presented. That's really it. I'm not typically upset by anything that is said or done, because if I don't like something, I just ignore it. I just move on. Oh, somebody said a word I don't like. Oh, okay. I just move on. You know, so I hope that any of you that are listening right now understand that I don't hate any of you. I like you all, okay? You're all great. And I think that we've had a lot of fun, whether I make myself known or not. You know, I was telling one of my friends last night that I can blend in places when I want to. I understand how people talk, how people, you know, interact with each other and those places. So if I want to blend in, I can. You know, if I want to talk about a cute girl, I know how to talk about a cute girl, you know. You know, it's not too hard. If I want to talk about, like, let's say a cute goat daughter, you know, I can talk about her pretty easily without anybody thinking it's me. You know, so you never know when you're actually talking to me, except for the times that I let it be known. And actually, I have so much fun when I do occasionally do little trolling. It's really fun. It's really fun, actually. And you can actually hear me say it verbally for once. I love LARPing as a man, LARPing as a woman sometimes. It's just so fun to see people, like... You know, I just say something, like, outlandish that only somebody who thinks they know how, like, a woman talks would say. You know, and so I don't know. I don't know why. It just gives me so much enjoyment, because sometimes, like, the things I say are, like, reality, too. But then nobody believes me. I'm like, haha, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know the truth. But anyway, I gotta actually go. It's running late. I already laid with you here a little bit longer than I had planned. But truly, I love you all, okay? And I hope that we can continue to make great memories together, okay? Mwah. Bye-bye.